Welcome to What's Happening QC, brought to you by Seifert Building Supplies.
What's happening? Davenport and Rock Island, Bettendorf and Moline. Don't forget about East Moline. What's happening?
Hey everyone, I hope you're having a great day and you're having a great summer so far. We're coming up on the next month and a half. We've got some huge Quad City events that I want to highlight today, and three of them are my absolute favorite events here in the Quad Cities. So first up, we have the Quad City Times BIC 7, which is on July 26th and it starts at 8 a.m. This iconic annual 7-mile race through downtown Davenport hits its 51st running this year, beginning at Brady Street Hill and finishing with the Midwest's most epic post-race party. The BIC 7 attracts elite athletes, Olympians, and a sea of community runners. And I hope you're one of them as well. We have some virtual and youth races involved. Brady Street sprints every Thursday, heart-pounding quarter-mile hill sprints. I saw a couple folks out there practicing that last night as I was teaching lessons at the Quad City Symphony office. We also have street parties, farmers market, fireworks, river bandits, a whole lot of stuff going on in downtown Davenport on July 24th. 25th and 26th.
What's Happening Quad Cities is made possible by support from Seifert Building Supplies, inviting their homeowners and contractors to take their projects to the next level. Learn more at SeifertLumber.com.
Next, we have Floatzilla. Unfortunately, I've only been able to do Floatzilla once because it's always the same weekend as Quad City Bank and Trust Riverfront Pops. So, unfortunately, I can't do it this year because I'll be playing in LeClaire Park, but I have to say it's one of the funnest things that I've ever done. So, Floatzilla brings together kayaks, canoes, floaties, and friends for 2 days on the Mississippi. Debuting this year, a challenging 9-mile paddle from Lock and Dam 14 to Lock and Dam 15. We have a kayak fishing tournament at Credit Island on Friday before the main float. Packet pickup is from 4 to 7 on Friday at the Credit Island Lodge, and your registration includes a shirt, sticker, parking, and a shuttle. There's a post-float fun, live music, and volunteer opportunities throughout, so you can go to River Action's website to get more information about that. Last but not least, we'll talk about Quad City Bank and Trust Riverfront Pops. This year, it's entitled Chicago and More. It's on Saturday, August 16th at 7:30 p.m. down in LeClaire Park in downtown Davenport. This year, we're featuring the 70s horn band classics from Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. There's a lot of different ways that you can purchase tickets for this event. So you just go to qcso.org. You can get a plot that houses all of your friends to general admission, and there's some reserve seating right next to the stage as well. So get your picnic together, get your group of friends together, and get ready for a really exciting evening down in LeClaire Park. So I hope that some of you are planning to do one or two, if not all three of these events. I really think it's great that we have so much going on in the summer and that brings our entire community together. Even if you're not a runner, there's so much to do downtown during the BIC 7, as well as during Riverfront Pops and Floatzilla. So, hope you're having a great week. Hope you have a great weekend, and get out there and enjoy the Quad Cities.
Thank you for listening to What's Happening QC.
Our theme music is by Centaur Noir and Del Rockford.